WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we are positively at Mother's in Federal Hill. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're on the purple patio. We got Miller Lite signs out here. I'm drinking a beer over here. I had a delicious crab cake with Kelly Rather. Dave is in New Orleans celebrating Jazz Fest. We also did a segment with Teresa Cangelosi from So Botanical, as well as Tracy Gosson, talking about cancer and cancer awareness. And my original phone call was to my wife's favorite restaurant in Federal Hill. We're in our neighborhood. We're supposed to be with the mayor today. Over at Coco's having a crab cake, and the mayor got COVID, so we moved the show here, and I said, I got to call Anna, have Anna on from Sobo, and you said, not till after 3 o'clock, man, I got, like, things to do. How are you? I haven't been in your place in a couple months, but my wife came down, I think I had had a meal a couple weeks ago when I was out of town. Whenever I'm out of town, a concert, ball game, whatever, she'll be like, I don't feel like cooking tonight. I'm going to Sobo. So she loves your place. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We have mutual friends, you and I. Know Michelle Jackman and the Jackman family. And I think the first time I met you was at Sante. And I had the National Kidney Foundation folks on this week. You can go. George Kilborn was on talking about Kidney Walk, which is later on in the month. Go to kidneywalk.org if you want to help people. I got two friends right now that need a kidney transplant. Oh. So I just want to give some love out to those people, two great friends of mine, and I'm hoping they do well. But I met you through that.
Right.
You have had Sobo 20 years?
I purchased it 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So it's been here, been around longer, but I've owned it for 10 years.
So you didn't name it Sobo. It was Sobo before you got
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, give me your background, because I know you know Michelle. I know you have a venture inside of the Cross Street Market.
No longer. I do have a place on Randall Street called Sobo Market, a neighborhood bar.
I you're like a real entrepreneur. I mean, you literally, and I don't know anything about you other than you have great muscles, you have a cute little bar, your staff's always super nice. I went and supported you during COVID and saw you crying at the bar like everyone else. I mean, I saw everyone struggling a year and a half ago, and I wanted to hug and love, and I had no sports. So really
right.
kind of like, I was thinking about running for mayor. I didn't. I'll talk to the mayor about that. Whether he's happy. He ran around. But I was thinking about a lot of things, and doing Baltimore Positive was really about doing these kinds of conferences. I'm doing sports. I did Colts this week and Chargers.
Right.
I'm doing Ravens. I'm doing all that. But I felt like there was room for a conversation to bring struggling, local, awesome, cool people that are connected to anything in my life. My wife loves your food. I mean, the last thing I want to see, we had Nancy Hafford last week in Towson. We were at Nacho Mama's doing the crab cake tour. And she said they did not lose a restaurant in Towson. Now, I said, that sounds like something you'd say on a stump speech.
Right.
Like, that doesn't even sound like, I mean, you already told me you closed down one of your places down here because it was a new venture. Lots of things in the market have changed. But this has been the hardest year and a half, I think, for everybody. For me,
yeah,
for my business, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Very tough.
Well, get me through. Tell me how you get through it.
I mean, we're so lucky to be in South Baltimore. We have such a supportive community, and I think if I was located anywhere else, we wouldn't have made it. But we just have people.
Regulars.
We have regulars, and we're just after 10 years have become part of the community, and I mean, they knew that we were suffering and wanted us to be here at the end of COVID, so we've just had people really support us.
I remember going over, tears in my eyes, over to Michi's. I mean, family to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, I'm holding my credit card out. We got our mask. I got my bag. I can't go inside.
Right.
You know, all of that. I said, these meatballs better be here when this shit's over with.
That's all I said.
So they're literally in my refrigerator right now. I went to meet you the other night.
Oh.
So there. So give me your menu. Tell everybody what you do. Tell everybody what Sobo is. We're on Cross Street. I'm on the other side of Cross Street. I'm at Mother's right now. Everybody knows the purple patio here. You're literally, I could throw a baseball from where you are. I mean, you're
right.
Literally kitty corners, we'd
right.
say, from Dundalk.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. I mean, people think we're off the beaten track and we're a half block from
a liquor store.
Yeah.
From McGurk's.
From McGurk's in Charles Street. Exactly. But I bought the place 10 years ago. I left my career in healthcare and IT.
What did you do?
I
don't know this about you.
I
saw you as somebody
careers.
That slaved in kitchens your whole childhood.
I always wanted a restaurant, and I just finally did
it.
Well,
you worked in a restaurant.
I did with Michelle. That's how we met.
The ground round. Right under my tower.
I know, in North Plaza Mall.
Well, I mean, that's Perry Parkway, man. I tell
Blast
you
Blast from the past.
Man. Then it became a Bateman's, right, after
right,
that?
Right,
I remember. It was
exactly.
the only ground round we ever had around here.
Uh-huh, exactly. But yeah, I grew up in Towson and moved to New York for many years and then moved back and left my career and bought a restaurant.
I hear that from a lot of people that buy restaurants. You know, I had the guys from Verde over do a great job of pizza.
Yeah, they do.
It's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, my son studied Napolitana pizza, and we're going to do this. We're going to do.
Right.
We're
going to
have
right.
a business. We're going to run it. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to have great wine and great food and all mm-hmm. that. You feel the same way. What is Sobo
sure.
Cafe? What was it when you found it, and what is it now?
I mean, it was an eclectic neighborhood place and really, you know, loved, which is why I didn't change the name when I purchased it.
Gastropub before there was such a thing, or
exactly,
whatever, New American.
Exactly.
Where you go, right?
And, you know, had a rotating menu every day, was different before I purchased it. And for the last 10 years, we've been doing scratch cooking. I kind of call it global comfort food. So any cuisine is fair game, but we just like to do...
I can tell from your menu you eat different things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
travel to eat.
If I had a restaurant, if you came and said, make it Nestor Cafe, and
right.
we'll do your the food you like on the menu,
right.
I'd be like, it would be too wide for me to even think about. I'm always impressed by modern
right.
cuisine.
Right.
I had this conversation
right.
last week with Jen Fidelli up at Nacho Mama's that
uh-huh.
you go to Vegas and they're serving cotton candy as a dessert.
Right.
And you
right.
realize, oh, that machine costs $300. They have it at every circus. Girls will pay $12 to have it at a
exactly.
table. It's a great food cost. So you think like that.
Right.
But then you think, well, what would I serve if I had cotton candy? Would I have burgers? Would I have to have a burger,
exactly.
right? Or fries or whatever. So when it comes to putting things on a menu, there's food costs, there's what you like, there's what the customers like. But then there's when you become a fabric of the community, people want to say, I go to the Sobo for the blank. I go for the mussels. I love
right,
your mussels.
Right.
I get the happy hour. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say I haven't had mussels anywhere else in the city in the last 20 years except
well,
your
that's
place.
Good.
Well, I'm not a mussel eater. I fell into it one night at the menu. I'm like, I'm in the mood for that. And
right.
I got it. It was so friggin' good with the bread, like
yeah.
the toast points you do. And I said to my wife, and my wife's like, you never order mussels. I remember saying that. You don't
right.
order mussels. I'm like, I don't know. It kind of hit me right. What do you do? Your mussels have, like, whatever's on the menu, it struck me as I wanted it.
It has Thai seasonings, and we used to change it seasonally.
Beer.
And there's a little bit of beer in it. And people always order extra
bread. Is it like lemongrassy?
It has a little bit of lemongrass,
that's
a little bit
I
of red curry.
About it.
But
yeah.
People order extra bread, and they won't part with the broth because they want to dip the bread into the broth. So it's
insider
delicious.
Trick. You're giving me some tricks.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Anna Leventis is here. It is Sobo Cafe. This is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I would show you my crab cake, but I already ate it. You know, I've been doing the crab cake at the end for everything, and I had Jason Zink, who makes a hell of a Detroit pizza at Abbey Burger, and he couldn't come, so I moved everything around, and Kelly's son was done wrestling, Kelly Rather, so... I had the crab cake at the beginning
right,
today. You do
right.
a crab cake?
We do not.
You do not?
We do not.
I didn't think you did.
No.
No, I can't bring the crab cake toward you if you don't do a crab cake. What's on the menu right now?
We're doing a smoked pork chop that's delicious. That's like part of our fall menu.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, our classics are really the chicken pot pie, and we do a spinach pie, and our mac and cheese is, I would say, the best in Baltimore.
I've never had your mac and cheese.
Well, you should try
it. See, when I'm in your place, I feel skinny. Like, ordering mac and cheese is such a decadent call, you know?
Right.
And I don't ever feel decadent like that, you know?
Right.
I'm so guilty of this. The tour, the crab cake tour, if it's brought anything out in me, it's brought out the boring in me that I have been everywhere at least once, but if I go back the second time, if I had something great the first time, I order it again.
I do the same
and,
thing.
And then I never get to the smoked pork chop.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, like, you think, well, I'm in the mood for this. I'm in the mood for this. Like, I go to Amici's all the time. I've never gotten yaki there, like, since the 90s because I'm too busy getting the three or four, the chicken marsala or the meatballs or the penne Amici, like, the
right.
things that I like.
Right.
And then you never, I never get to the crab cake.
Right.
So maybe the lesson of the crab cake tour is, I've been to Nacho Mama's 500 times in my life. Never thought about getting a crab cake
because
I was too busy.
You just have to go more
what
often.
What do I got to get at your place? I've had your chicken pot pie. Unbelievable. I've had the mussels. I've not had the pork chop. I'm trying to think of what else I've had at your place.
Our Korean short rib is awesome.
I've had that.
Yeah.
I've had
it's really
that.
Good.
I was going to say, I felt
really
like I had a steak, but it was a rib. Okay.
but has a really nice spicy gravy with kimchi collard greens. So we try to do like a little sort of homey.
I remember, you know, the kimchi. It was spicy.
Food.
It was really spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had
that. That's how you know I had it. For Federal Hill and for COVID and for getting through this thing, and so much has happened. I mean, you had this bike apartment pop up across the street. I remember when that was getting built when you were outside. There's a Starbucks. I mean, there's Alex Smith has opened this giant seafood restaurant, a watershed down here. So there's activity. There's things
a lot
going
of
on down here. People in Bel Air wouldn't believe that. People in North Plaza, hey, I'm not coming down the city. I live here. Baltimore's great,
right.
And you're one of the things that makes it great. It's the people that make it great and reasons to come down here. I live here. I walk through her all the time. It's vibrant. The thing about Federal Hill, I would say, is that it's a little bit transient in that you see Red Sox hats and Buffalo Bills hats and Flyers stuff. It is a melting pot of people who come from other places and want to be urban and want to live in the city. Liberal, young, out, people are out eating, out drinking, out doing things.
Right.
If we left Federal Hill, we would miss that. The vibrancy of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's people that live here, live in the neighborhood, just walk everywhere. And I think that's part of what makes this neighborhood. It kind of makes me think of when I lived in Manhattan, where you just walk everywhere. If I don't have to move my car on a particular day, I'm happy.
We live at the harbor, and people, the Chaucer's one of my sponsors, so shout out to Brian Eater. We had our crab cake tour there a couple weeks ago. Delicious. Mm-hmm. By the way, the ahi tuna tostadas, here's the problem. I had them once, and they were really good, and then I had them the second time, and they were like unbelievable. I had them 2 weeks ago. They were unbelievable. I'll never order anything else there. You know what I mean? Hey, when you get into that vibe. But my wife and I walked to the Chaucer. Is that crazy to you, walking from the Inner Harbor to Highlandtown?
Not at all.
We'll walk over to get an Icy Delight. We'll go to Chaucer. G&A used to be there. Chicken Rico,
right.
Matthew's Pizza. Now the Chaucer, my sponsor. But we walked to Highlandtown, and people think that's crazy. Like, if we were going to get tacos up in above North Avenue, we would just walk.
Right.
We would walk to the Charles from where we live.
Right.
We walked to Oriole games, Ravens games, Little Italy. We walked to Federal Hill. We walked to Fells Point. We walked to Canton. Mm-hmm. We walked to Canton.
Right.
No problem. I walked down to Nancy Longo's place.
Right.
It is a walking city. People don't think that.
Right.
Because if you don't live down here, you will drive in.
Right.
When I lived on Kane Street in Dundalk, I drove in and everything was a drive. But once you're down here, it's flat. Yeah, it's easy to walk places, I think. Right?
Unless you're walking up Charles Street. It is a hill.
My back right now probably wouldn't go through that. Tell everybody about your involvement with some, because you do some charitable stuff here in the community down the street. I want you to feature part of doing this and bringing folks in. And Teresa brought Tracy by to talk about cancer, and we got into it about food and cancer. There's a lot of people in need in the city. I don't think we're not, you know, there's a shelter right next door to my home where my wife gives things, and we do things all the time. And my friend Greg Landry told me about it. He said, you know, there's a women's shelter next door to your building. And I'm
donated.
What?
They do a great job.
There's a church right next door. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I've had them on the show because of Greg when I first started doing Baltimore Positive. You're about to tell me about something I don't know about. So tell me about it.
It's a shelter called the Baltimore Station. Baltimore Station. It used to be, I believe, a fire police station.
Okay.
And it's over towards the new apartments over on Hanover Cross over there. And it's all men. They bring, you know,
this is literally literally almost
distance
in the parking lot where Hammer Jacks was.
Right.
It's literally where Hammer Jacks was. Parking lot H on West Street.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
Oh, tell me more about it. I don't know about this.
They really try to get men back on their feet, get them off the streets, maybe
BaltimoreStation.org.
Exactly.
Turn lives around, an innovative, therapeutic, residential, hold on, I got to get rid of the ad, an outpatient treatment program supporting veterans. Veterans,
mm-hmm.
all veterans, overcoming obstacles to regain self-sufficiency. Well, it sounds like I need to have them on. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like you just gave me an idea. Contact us. Well, I got a contact form. I'm going to contact them. We turn lives around. This is what it says.
They
we turn lives around.
They do awesome work.
Nice.
They really do.
Anything else you want to say? Or no? You're done.
I thought you'd be more loquacious, man. I think that people should come into the city more. I know, like you said earlier, people are afraid, but South Baltimore,
Boogeyman hadn't got me yet.
They're awesome communities, and we have great restaurants, and we're walkable to the stadiums. And we'd love
a lot of new business. And I know we talk about Cross Street Market and what Arch is trying to do there and the partners. But as I walk down Charles and as I walk up Light, I see black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses.
Oh, for sure.
Local. This truly is. And I was going to talk to Tracy and Teresa. Has been down here forever. This is a place where Anna knows Teresa, who knows Tracy, who knows Kelly. Federal Hill's a special place in that way.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we just had a vegan donut place open in the past week. So, I mean, there's all kinds of interesting food.
Tracy was trying to sell me on a vegan crab cake. I don't know. Maybe for somebody that's vegan, but not for
this
guy. This guy wants some crab in my crab cake, you know?
I think veganism is like one of the fastest growing, you know, groups.
Well, you probably have some vegetarian
meals.
We
always have a vegan entree.
A vegan entree. Okay,
right.
Sure.
I mean, we have vegetarian as well, but we've always had a vegan entree. Like right now we have a stuffed pepper that's vegan.
It stuff with?
It's stuff with the rice, herbs, and some veggies, and it's actually really good.
I don't have a dinner plan.
My
wife's out of town. Yeah, I'm hungry.
My goal is always to make something that non-vegans will eat as well.
Are you Greek?
So I am Greek.
No, so give me that side of this, because every Greek I know has great Greek. I mean, moussaka, baklava, souvlaki, pastitsio, nothing?
Oh, as far as Greek
you do this
food?
On your menu?
We have a Greek night on Wednesday night, and so we do.
Ouzo?
We don't have ouzo, but we have a rotating Greek entree every Wednesday night. So we'll do a lamb shank 1 week. We do shrimp in tomato sauce over rice. We've got moussaka as one of our dishes.
I've never seen moussaka in your place. I knew you were Greek. That's why I ask. You know,
we do have spinach pie all the time.
I get a lot.
And
I've had your spinach pie.
Yeah, it's really
okay,
good.
Okay, I've had your spinach pie. There you go.
And we just added.
They don't call it that. They call it spanakopita. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for inviting me.
I just ate a crab cake, and I had the smashed potatoes and the broccoli here at Mother's. And I'm not hungry yet, but I know where I. The peppers, you have me a pepper. See, my wife and I, we have these different palates, right? Like, she doesn't love seafood, but she's really started to like crab. Like, she's eating crab for real. I bring her half. She's not here. I would have brought her half of this crab cake home to try it. And but she doesn't do shrimp. Fish, yes. But, you know, for me, like, getting out and moving around menus, I got to do more of it. The crab cake tours told me that, like, I need to try your lamb shank, or I need to get there on moussaka night. I think for all restaurateurs, you put these specials on because, like, you put a lot of thought into it.
Right.
I mean, you're trying to get somebody to try something new.
Right, exactly.
And I can't quit what I'm used to.
But our customers love the variety, so.
All right, what night's moussaka? You looked at me like you make a good moussaka. I trust the moussaka, you know. My thanks to Anna Leventis for coming by. She is Sobo Cafe. It is wonderful. I promise you, come down to the city, enjoy her place, and take care of these great charities as well. Teresa Cangelosi was also our guest from So Botanicals. Appreciate her. She left me chili willy nut dust.
Ooh.
Apparently, it is exactly what it sounds like, chili willy nut dust. So, and also some great things for my spine to try to get me in order. Big thanks to Dr. Steve for taking care of me, too, at Elliott Chiropractic Life. We had a great time last week at Nacho Mama's. We did this under a little bit of duress today, and we found a great location, great people, good friends, all female cast today.
Very nice.
Nancy Haffer would be proud of me from last week. I had Jen Fidelli on as well. I think the Friday Crab Cake Tour is going to wind up being my feminist movement here. I've had a lot of women on the show, so it's great. I don't know where we are next week. I'm still putting that together. I didn't know where we were this week. We're supposed to be at Coco's with the mayor. We wound up here at Mother's with a fantastic crab cake. Kelly was great as well. A shout out to Dave. Just means I need to come to Timonium or down to Anne Arundel County when Dave Rather's back from his jazz soiree in the Crescent City. I feel like I'm in the I had remoulade today. It was a little spicy, too, here at Mother's. I had remoulade on a crab cake. We're at Mother's. It's all sponsored by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is complete. It's time for me to go get my back worked on and go watch some Ravens football. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.